Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Lutheran Home CEO Max Phillips. So first thing I wanted to talk to you about today is some very exciting news coming down the pipe. Perry Lutheran Home officially acquires Raleigh Masonic Community. So first, for our listeners and myself included, can you just kind of educate me a little bit about the acquisition and what that means going forward?
Yeah, I believe that adding in the former Raleigh Masonic Community into the Perry Lutheran Home family is a very positive thing for not only the folks we serve, but for our community. Having the ability to serve Perry people and those in the surrounding environment, plus those that are out of state and farther away, it really gives us a chance to bring a focus to elder care, which is something that's our mission and something that we take great pride in doing well.
And now just looking at the short-term effects of this, is there going to be any changes for those community members that they'll notice, or is most of this just behind the scenes at this point?
Well, I hope that they'll notice some changes for the better and for the good. Obviously, we're focused on improvement and trying to make sure we meet their individual needs. That's always a challenge, and of course, we're serving a lot more people now. But I think they'll continue to see that same heart that they're used to, folks that are passionate about making sure that they have a very positive experience here and that this is their home, whether that's at the former Raleigh community, which is now called Eden Acres, or at our former care community, which is now called King's Gardens, or at our Spring Valley Assisted Living. In any of those places, hopefully they'll feel like they're cared for, loved, and a part of a real vibrant community of folks that are very special indeed.
And now, kind of looking more down the road, what can you tell me a little bit about the long-term vision? Like, what does this acquisition give you guys the power to do down the road that maybe you wouldn't have or were limited to do beforehand?
Yeah, I think that this provides a lot of opportunities for us to be innovative and to care differently than many. That's something we've focused on for the past several years. In fact, we've been recognized for our innovation with top state awards, I believe, 6 times in the last 8 or 9 years. So, you know, we continue to try to reinvent what we do in ways that are very positive. I think the other thing it does on the internal side is it gives us more opportunities for our employees to actually have a career path with Perry Lutheran Homes and have positions to move into and things that they can develop themselves for. And I just really look forward to having a really satisfying career with opportunities for advancement where they might like to go.
Now, this really does sound like an exciting time for yourself, for your staff, for the residents. So first, can you kind of just give me some background on what the last couple of days have been like since the announcement? What has the response been, and kind of what have you heard from everyone around you?
We've heard really positive things. In fact, just as I was coming down the hall, I greeted one of our employees who was had some tears, and I asked her what was wrong, and she said, "I'm just so happy that you know, we really do have a lot of hope here, and thanks to you, Perry Lutheran Homes, for making that happen." So I think that the last few days have been filled with sharing a message of, you know, how much we value people, especially since we're a very local company, and how much this is a ministry-based kind of approach to care, and frankly, you know, how we intend to really try to make sure that all of our communities, including this new one, really are living up to the top of their potential in serving people. And that's something that this really takes a lot of work, understanding all the systems, getting all the mechanisms in place, figuring out what needs to change. But in reality, you know, we're going to take a little time here and try to learn this new community. And before we come in and make a whole bunch of changes, we want to try to figure out, you know, what are those things that are going really well that we can emphasize, and then what are those things that we can be helpful in.
And this is certainly not a light move, or not a small maneuver as you're navigating running Perry Lutheran Homes, certainly a significant move. and truly impactful to not only the residents, the staff, but also the Perry community. So can you kind of just take me behind the scenes on what the last couple of months have been like and kind of break down what work took place to get us to this point?
Yeah, that's I kind of just the other day myself went and did some checking about how long ago this was. It was about 18 months ago that we first started this, actually probably two years ago, a little more than that, that we actually had a conversation with the Rowley folks about how we might be helpful to them. The Rowley folks, it's no secret, in the past year or so have kind of had some issues with some of the regulatory agencies, and frankly have been working hard to try to get out from underneath that, but those are tough things to do. So we've been working with regulators, both state and federal regulators, a lot of lawyers, bankers, obviously, and the Masons, who've been really great in helping to make this all happen. And I think they were pleased that we have the same kind of purpose of serving the community and a Christian mission of bringing that here as well. So there's been all kind of moving parts, all kinds of meetings behind the scenes and things going on. Most of those pretty confidential, so there wasn't a lot of public knowledge. But it really has been valuable. And frankly, I personally, of course, see God's hand in this, because it was a complicated maneuver, and here we are.
And that was our conversation with Perry Lutheran Home CEO, Reverend Max Phillips. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always a faith. Always fresh, always a faith.